It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Today, part two of Tom Martin's conversation with Jim Frazier, chairman of the recently established Downtown Lexington Management District. The district was authorized by the Urban County Council to offer services beyond those provided by city government to enhance the experiences of visiting, working, and living in Lexington's city center.
Looking at these downtown management districts all around the country, is there a gold standard out there that you tend to look at? Is there an example or a model that you look at that, you know, that's they've got some great ideas we ought to emulate?
Well, Cincinnati and Louisville have had both these districts for some time and very successfully. Now, they're much larger markets and their budgets are much greater than $400,000+, but the problems and the issues are the same. Homelessness, panhandling, cleanliness, safety, those kind of things are universal. It's just a difference in size, that's all. But they've done very well, and we've had great interaction with both those organizations prior to our formation and after the formation. They've been very helpful to our board.
Is there evidence that the presence of a district like this attracts investors and developers?
Well, it's our hope so. The fact that the DLC, the Downtown Lexington Corporation, and the DDA, the Downtown Development Authority, are in fact in the process of merging into one entity, it is our belief that we can help spur that growth. One of the examples is we have some vacant storefronts on Main Street, Short Street, other areas within our core. We could use some pop-up shops in those areas to kind of fill those dark places so at night we have lights on, whether they're temporary art galleries or temporary other type of vendors, but anything to kind of bring some life to downtown to make people feel like, yeah, there's something to do here, something to see, and it's safe.
How do you work with absentee property owners to make that kind of thing happen?
It's not easy. In fact, I represent an absentee property owner. I represent the Chase Bank building owner, and which I'm a tenant in, my law firm is, and so I'm the eyes and ears on the ground for that owner. But by and large, if you look at the downtown core, vast majority are in fact local owners.
I understand the district is setting aside funds for grants.
Correct.
Who would be eligible? What sorts of projects are you hoping the grants might attract?
What this is an investment of dollars, our dollars, and potentially matching dollars from the private sector to do public things, whether it be public art, public pop-up shops. We talked about all different kinds of things that would kind of make Thursday Night Live every night in Lexington. So Woodford Webb, who's on our committee, has agreed to be the grant/investment chair for that. He is an owner. He has skin in the game, if you will, and a great vested interest in seeing the downtown successful. So we have a good core group making up that committee, and their goal is to basically reach out to our constituents, see what they would like to do, and see what interest monetarily they might have in making those things happen and partnering with them to do some projects that will give a wow factor to downtown.
You've just gotten started, so it can be understood that it takes a little while to ramp up and make things happen. But how long do you think it'll be before really big positive changes are going to be noticed by people who are working and living or just visiting downtown?
If you walk the streets of Short Street and Main Street, where I work on a daily basis, 6-7 days a week, you already see the difference. The cleanliness, the power washing is phenomenal, what it does. And this takes away nothing from what the city services are, but again, we're there to enhance that. The tons of garbage that we have removed that would have sat there for possibly another week or so before that, we are making it. I think right now we're going to focus on cleanliness. There'll be a lot of people in town in the month of October, and before it gets too cold, we really want to try to do something that people will recognize.
Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.